Welcome back to NELP's Young Professional Network podcast, Growing in the Green Industry. Today's podcast is powered by our Young Professional Network partner, Steel. Steel makes a full line of gasoline and battery powered outdoor power equipment for the demanding landscape professional. Find yours at Steel USA today. I'm here today as your host, Brett Lemke with RM Landscape, and we have two wonderful guests, Mike Bogan and Jensen Bogan. How are you two?
I'm great, Brett. Nice to see you.
Hi, Brett. I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having us on.
Yeah, I'm excited, and we have some bios, and so I'm going to read those off, and then you all can tell each other if that's true about, because the last name, we will be clarified. We have a father and daughter here with us today, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But so we have Mike Bogan, CEO of Landcare, one of the industry's largest national landscape maintenance companies, a graduate of Mississippi State University with a Bachelor of Landscape Architecture. Mike began his career in the design build division of Davis Landscape Contractors, and they were in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area. He moved on to the Brickman Group a short time later and helped pioneer their branch model while the company's focus changed from design build to maintenance. During his 23 years with Brickman, he saw the revenues increase from $40 million to $850 million, creating a network of branches across the United States. He was active in developing new markets, engaged in all the aspects of mergers and acquisitions, led corporate functions for marketing and employee development, and served as Brickman as their executive vice president during his last 7 years. Jensen Bogan is the North Austin branch manager of Landcare and is an avid outdoor enthusiast. She's proud to have a career dedicated to beautifying the environment and creating meaningful landscapes from native plant species. She studied urban agriculture at the University of San Francisco and spends her free time tending her backyard vegetable garden alongside her four free-range chickens. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about those, Jensen. And she takes pride in creating lasting environments that allow people to connect with the nature and empowering other women in the green industry. So again, welcome. Thank you both. We really are tackling a very specific conversation. Lots of things about the business Landcare, very familiar company, but you all are offering a unique way of operating within the organization as a father and son, and father and daughter, and I myself as a son of the founder of an organization, find this very close to our heart. And so I'm going to start with Jensen. I think it's an interesting part to say always about following in footsteps or staying in the same career, but this wasn't what you started your career with. So give us a little background, the context of what brought you to the green industry and specifically Landcare.
Yeah, absolutely. So I obviously grew up around landscaping with my dad working at Brickman. And my mom also studied landscape architecture and is a avid plant nerd herself. But I grew up around it and always had a great appreciation for it and never envisioned myself going on to work in that same industry. And I studied urban agriculture and hospitality management in college. So I knew I wanted to do something relating to plants and how they grow. And I thought it was going to be more on like a small scale agriculture. And as it translates into restaurants with like farm to table dining. So I studied at the University of San Francisco and graduated and worked in two different fine dining farm to table restaurants in my time after graduating before I transitioned to Landcare.
And how did that conversation go? And Mike, invite you into the conversation here. I mean, you made a transition in time. You were looking for something different in through that piece there. But how did the conversation evolve to the two of you working together in the same company?
Yeah, I'll share a little bit, Brett, from my perspective. You know, I never really expected either of my children, Jensen's got a brother 2 years older. I never expected either one of them to follow my footsteps. They always seemed really focused on making their own path in life and doing the things that, pursuing their own passions. And I was fully supportive of that. And as you know, the story of Landcare, we're not a family business. This is not a business that I started. that I inherited or kind of took from my father who started it. It's not that story at all. LandCare was created as a corporate roll-up by some venture capitalists 25 years ago. And I didn't get involved with it until 9 years ago, almost coming up on my 9-year anniversary. But 9 years ago, when I stepped into a business that was almost in default and needed a turnaround. So my story is very different. I started here as an employee. I'm now an owner with a group that privately hold LandCare. But it's never been kind of the way other people would view a family business or something that a presumption would be in place that there might be a future family member coming into it and coming into a leadership role. So when the conversation, and I'll let Jensen tell her side of how she came to be interested in working in the business. But when the conversation began, I was really excited. I knew the skills that she had developed in the hospitality business would translate really well to our business. And I had become even more convinced of that over time. But to me, no question in my mind, she could come in as an account manager and do really, really well. And a little bit of a surprise that she, as quickly as she did, decided that she wanted to go into the management route as a branch manager, but more surprised because she had let me know I don't want those responsibilities. And then maybe predictably, watching her work in the business, she decided that she did. But I'll let her share that part of her story.
Yeah, Jensen, it's just what found you that way so quickly to the management piece? That's a curious point.
Yeah. Well, so when I was working in restaurants, I did work in management. So I was a front of house manager, and then I transitioned into a sommelier, which is a wine manager. Managing people was not something new to me. Customer relations was not new to me, which I think are two of the most important aspects in branch management, client relations, and then managing your people that work for you. So. Those I wouldn't necessarily say came naturally to me. There are aspects that I really honed my skills when I was working in hospitality, and then transitioned well, like my dad said. I worked for 4 years in the restaurant industry, and then the global pandemic did hit and it hit San Francisco pretty hard, which is where I was working at the time. And I started to look at, more sustainable career options and how my skills that I had learned in the hospitality industry and then in school as well, where those skills would be transferable. And I kind of opened the conversation with my dad, not even thinking of LandCare, but thinking of like, what is another career route I could go in? And my dad was like, well, in looking at your resume, I think you'd be a really great account manager. And then kind of sold me on that end.
Jensen, you might talk about some of those early conversations and the book that you shared with me that really kind of helped in our conversations tie the view of hospitality to our side of the service business.
Yeah. So one of the books that I think many people in the hospitality world know is called Setting the Table by Danny Meyer. It's kind of the holy grail of our industry that sets out, what is the right way to treat your people, your community, your clients, and how to forge really meaningful relationships with them. I had read that and heard about it through the restaurant industry. I actually met and have served Danny Meyer a handful of times myself. And I gave the book to my dad for Christmas, maybe 5 years ago, and just thought it was something he would enjoy. And he likes dining out too. And obviously he's a leader of a company that works in customer service. And he loved it. And actually, before I even started working at LandCare, had passed it on. It had become a kind of book that is part of the institution of LandCare.
Well, talk about that conversation the two of you had, because there's going to be like the pros and the cons list that have to sort of generate from this, that maybe you had it between the two of you, maybe Mike or Jensen, you both kept it to yourselves, but what was that weighed the most on the relationship that you all were creating? And this all, you know, for our listeners, this is going to be different for everybody and certainly in different formats. The way that Jensen has come in, you know, is there a mid part of the career or in that piece rather than, you know, being growing up and horticulture in that path, and that could be somebody else's. But what did you all discuss around the dinner table or the glass of wine? It sounds like probably the better move to say, why should this or shouldn't this happen?
Well, from my perspective, Brett, the first thing I wanted to know is that she really understood what she was getting herself into. And so while she was still kind of in the mulling it over stage and trying to learn more about Landcare, she had a chance to go shadow an account manager for half a day. And she also had a chance to jump on a couple of Zoom calls with other account managers that I just wanted her to know just what the job is. You know, I can describe it to her and I did, but I wanted her to get firsthand view and knowledge from people that were in that role so that she really understood what she was doing. I didn't want this to be something that she jumped into and then woke up 3 weeks later and said, what the hell was I thinking? I don't want to do this at all. So for me, making sure it was a good decision and she went into it eyes wide open was really important. The second thing, and I think this is probably the obvious thing, like I didn't want people to feel like she got a job here because she was my daughter. And I didn't want that for her. And I didn't want that for the business. You know, for the business, I just didn't want people thinking that that's the way we treat our children. We find them jobs and that they have a safe harbor here and that they don't have to go out and make their own way in the world. And for her, you know, I was nervous that she would have that hanging over her head, that she got the job because of who her dad was, not on her own merits. And I know, because I've watched her, I knew she'd be really successful in whatever she went to do. But in any other company, she'd prove herself based on her performance every single day. And I wanted it to be that way here and people to see her as her own person and not just as my child. And I was pretty confident that when she got here, she'd earn make her own path and win people over and they would see that. But I knew we had to get through those, you know, that first little bit until she made those impressions. So that's what I was thinking. I'm not sure if Jensen was thinking the same things or some different ones, but I'll let her tell you.
Yeah. I mean, of course it's something that goes through your head. And if someone knows the last name Bogan, when you introduce yourself, it has weight in this industry, which is cool, but can certainly be intimidating. It was certainly something that was always on my mind. And then, you know, after you get that first big win on your own, you kind of prove it to yourself of like, I always knew that I was here because of my own skill set. But after you have the opportunity to, you know, nail a really big project or make a big change in another employee, and you start to be seen as just another member of the team, you don't really even think about it anymore. Like even today, you know, 3 years in, it kind of catches me by surprise when I see a client and they mentioned that, oh, you know, I was doing some research on Landcare the other day and I was surprised to see a familiar last name. So it still continues to catch me by surprise, because at this point it's not something that I even think about anymore.
No, there's always a time, you know, and again, as a child within a family business that, you know, you got to get over the hump and you got to prove that space and there's effort and, you know, and it's a conscious piece. And as Mike, what you did, you worked hard to make sure it was not seen as in a favoritism piece. And those efforts are there, but then the merits of, the person, right, when they're right for the role, everybody sees that really quickly. And it becomes, not so much as somebody seeing it as a challenge, but you know, probably is going to be an advantage and valuable to the organization. And so I, you know, I And I, you know, as I grew up, when you're the little kid, and of course I made the silly mistake as like a 6-year-old saying, you know, someday I'm going to be your boss, right? That doesn't go well when you're walking around your yard. Right. And, but to have them here today and then continuously remind me that I said that to them, is just as fun parts of the story. But I like to think that they've, you know, we've seen the efforts and the abilities grow and because there's a passion behind it. And so, no, I don't think anyone can ignore the last name or the responsibilities or both ways. And, you know, I think about my young kids as they come in here, what that would look like for them too. But, you know, to your point, when you know it's right and you know someone's going to be successful, and so you're going to say, this is going to be fine. And so no doubt, Mike, you had lots of confidence in Jensen's ability as an adult and on her own to do this, rather than she didn't need you to show her the next roles and functions. And I think I look at most of the strong successions of family organizations, it's because that child learned from their parents on how to be successful and took the right attitude and strategy, rather than just, well, what's next? What are you going to give me next?
Gosh, I'd hope so. You know, I've watched Jensen thriving, and sure, I'd love to take some credit for that, but she's well-educated, and she's driven, and she's learned as much or more from her mother as she has from me. And so I know the things that she brings to the table every day are, you know, a product of a lot of influences and not just the things that I was able to do. But, you know, one of the things I'd point out, Brett, is it's a little bit different. And I said this earlier, than maybe a typical family business. And, you know, in one of those ways, it's because we're in multiple states. And, you know, I live in, my office is in San Diego, and Jensen lives and works in Austin, Texas. So we don't see each other every morning. You know, we don't see each other every week, and sometimes not every month. We're just on different schedules and doing different things, and our paths don't cross. I mean, obviously we're family, so we talk a lot, and it's really hard, as you can probably attest, to have a family moment and not find work seeping its way into it, because there's things we both like to share and talk about. But you know, day in and day out, we don't see each other. She's not literally in the same physical space as I am, and working around the same human beings that I work around every single day. And so that gives us maybe a little bit more space. It gives her a little bit more space to make her office her own and her relationships her own, and not feel like my shadow is present. But I'm sure you must have felt some of those things. Did you think, Brett, when you came right out of school, that did you always know you're going right back into the family business, and that dad would be your boss, and that you'd have those relationships?
Yeah. That was, you know, I don't know what age it was, the clicking moment, but this was the path. And, you know, from just what to study, but just to be able to run there. Now, I never thought my father was my boss. Immediately went in and says, hey, I think I know what I'm going to do with this organization. Watch me, let me go. But he was a very good boss, and we see each other every day. And so that is, and it's just in strange. We've woven the family talk and the company talk pretty well. And that's not easy for everybody. And that is some probably the biggest challenges, is that they just don't separate. Even when you're working with spouses, to hear that the dinner table is just about work. And so we will find ourselves navigating that, and then coming out and talking about pieces there. So, you know, and in my world, it's like, and I don't ever wish for a day that I don't get to talk to him about the business every single day, even though I want him to go retire and go have some fun and you know, do his thing. But it's just a part of it. But I'm glad you brought it up, right? So you all are talking shop. It happens, right, in that function, and you can't help to do that. Jensen, what do you lean on within your father? I mean, how has he been helpful with you growing your business, regardless of the fact that he's the CEO of the company? How have you been able to leverage this relationship?
Well, I will say, like, there's so much separation between my dad and I. I have a regional VP that I report to, and then there's a divisional leader ahead of him. So I'd say in my day-to-day, he doesn't really influence it very much at all, aside from maybe a Friday recap of the week when I call him and we download on, you know, the trials and tribulations that our week had. But, you know, I go to my direct leader whenever I'm looking for advice on our market. But there has been a few times when my dad's been in town and he's gotten to, you know, visit my branch and then see some of the things that we're doing. So a couple months back, he was in town visiting me and I hadn't put two and two together, but I had already planned an employee, or sorry, not an employee, a client event one night during the BOMA regional conference that was in town, Building Owners and Managers Association conference. And I was like, well, why don't you just come to it with me? I mean, I know you were in town for us just to hang out, but we can hang out and you can come to this event and meet some of our top clients. So that was a really cool opportunity to introduce him to people. I was like, oh, hey, I'd like you to meet my dad. And as they're talking to him, realized, wait, oh, you're actually the CEO of this company. You're not Jensen's dad. So that was one of the few times, I got to kind of flip the script on him.
We all will call up Mike and ask him random questions, like, how do you operate this way? And so, and all that, right? So, you know, as you know, Mike is someone that's shares your, what you know best about the industry. How do you rein that in with Jensen? I mean, I imagine that could come out pretty fast if you wanted to, or she even asked the question, but what kind of controls do you put on that?
You know, you have to, and I'm sure you've experienced this, Brett, but there are times when she'll share something with me and I'm like, oh, I so badly want to call her boss or her boss's boss. But I know, like, that's a way to really mess everybody's relationship up. There's no way they need to hear about something going on in their business from me. You know, they need to hear about it from Jensen. And so, you know, I think maybe some of those early days when she was kind of figuring things out and we'd just be talking about how it's going and she'd share something, I'd say, well, you know, you got to share that with them. You know, you've got to bring it forward. And I think we found the right equilibrium with that. You know, me sometimes hearing things and knowing I can't act on them. I know them as a dad and not as a CEO. And I need to advise her as a dad and then let her work it out at work the way another employee would. Is, you know, those are just things you kind of, you develop over time, you know, working with each other. So I think that's part of it. I think the other part of it is, you know, I was laughing and explaining this to someone the other day. You know, I'm not used to spending Christmas break with work coming up all the time at every family moment. And it just does. When the two of us are together, we love talking about the business, and it's mostly because we're passionate about it. And so it brings it into family conversations more so than what I'm used to. And you know, you mentioned earlier, if you work with your spouse or you work with a parent, it comes up at every dinner conversation. Well, for us, it didn't. You know, that wasn't part of my life for the vast majority of my career. Now, here in the last couple of years, it's something that has changed. And yeah, most of the time I love it. Sometimes I'm like, hey, I'm on vacation. I don't want to think about that stuff right now. But most of the time I love it. And I love that we get to share it together.
Well, then you just have to resort back to your previous career, Jensen, right? And just again, here's another bottle of wine I think I'd recommend, right? You have a couple options, right? When you know you've hit the landscape threshold. And for me, it's my father's like, I just talk about these grandkids, right? So you just change the dynamic and everything evolves. And Jensen, you've heard all these pieces. Do you still, you know, continue to be excited about working the branch? What do you see as the next steps that you want to grow and within Landcare or just the idea of the industry and that relationship that you have your father? How do you keep making that just feel right for you and for the company?
Yeah. You know, I think I just use it to leverage the ability to make change and kind of, you know, introduce new young ideologies into, you know, an industry that has a lot of traditional values. So, I mean, just speaking from my own branch, we have a lot of young emerging professionals that have joined us within the past year or two or 3 years from college programs. And it's really cool to just see so many young people getting excited about this industry in a way that I necessarily wasn't immediately after graduating college, and seeing that they have so much room in front of them to grow and continue their career is really cool. So
I'll just throw in, I have the good fortune to work with a lot of young people in our business. We do a great job of recruiting and attracting a lot of people out of school. And so many are in their 20s, and we've also done a great job of developing a lot of young ladies in our business. So we have more women growing their careers at Landcare than ever before. So Jensen's not unique in either of those aspects, but she is unique in that she can say anything to me without any fear of you know, how it might reflect on her, and she'll just share her mind. And so I do get perspective on what it feels like to be a woman at Landcare and what it feels like to be a young person at Landcare. And that's awesome. I mean, I feel like I learn better and faster from having a voice that is will share anything that they want to say without any concern for how it might reflect on their career, because they have that safety. And that's been a you know, kind of an unexpected benefit and gain from having a daughter working for the business.
Yeah, I think that's that public service announcement to all of those, you know, we'll call it the parents of in this relationship, is to be able to listen to what will be some wild ideas, but to some real ideas. I mean, again, the credit to my father for allowing me to come into this business with just the spirit and the enthusiasm of trying something, not necessarily the experience, and letting it go. And I think our organization did better for it. And obviously Landcare is thriving because of just those new ideas. And so, you know, again, they mean that when you add the layer of the parent, of course, when we perceive a bad idea, and I do this with my children, you want to immediately like say, no, my experience says this is not going to work. You know, my experience in this piece, but to allow that room to change. And it's harder to do it when you're also the parent, not just the employer. And so glad to hear that at Landcare, and to our listeners that are going through these pieces, it's, you know, I think we're hearing a great success story, and we want to continue to find success stories. There also is this real reality of working with spouses and family can go the wrong direction, and it could really drive relationships in a different path. And so you have to really work at it, no different than any other relationship that you're in. If you think it's good for your organization, you should be first, make sure it's good for the family. And you and Mike and Jensen, you all talked a lot about that and said, this is going to be good for us first, and then it could be good for Landcare. And so to our listeners, make sure it's good for you all first before you bring it into your company, because you're a lot of eyes on you and a lot of visibility to it. And everybody wants you to succeed and step through. So, all right. So let's,
Mike. Hey, Brett, can I throw another thought in?
Oh yeah. He does this, right, Jensen? He does this a lot. He's like, I got one more.
You know, I had the great opportunity and benefit of being able to work for a family business. And it went from second generation to third generation leadership. Of course, I'm talking about the Brickman Group. And so I got to see a family dynamic up close and how that worked, and watch, you know, next generation leaders come in. And you know, I really clearly remember when Scott Brickman was named CEO, the grandson of the founder, and people kind of scratching their heads like, man, he's 35 years old. Is he really ready for that responsibility? And would he have ever had it if his last name wasn't Brickman? And I watched him lead the business in some ways that were different than the way his father did, but also, you know, find his own success really, really well. I've also got many great friends in the industry that are parent-child combinations running landscape companies that are doing a great job. So lots of models to follow out there. And certainly you and I have had conversations about what that's like and how succession works and feels and what some of the challenges are with that. So Yeah, for me, it's a lot of others to learn from. And I'm really grateful that it wasn't just figuring it out on my own, but the chance to learn from a lot of really effective professionals.
It's a testament to our industry that you don't always just have to ask the question of, well, hey, what kind of trucks do you run or what kind of production rates do you operate? Hey, how do you work with a family member? Get into the relationships that we all have. And so a lot to be learned beyond the business of, but just the excitement of why we love this industry. So, you know, I think we'll see both of you at Elevate. So we're excited about that. And we'll dig more into that, I'm sure, from our listeners. So a rose and thorn, let's spin this rose and thorn a little bit, because tell us some of the best times the two of you have had together, and tell us about some of maybe the more, we say thorn, but just in, you know, the tough or whatever you want to share. But you, and you, I know you all didn't prep this one, so you're not going to say the same thing. So what's been a rose of, and again, the rose and thorn rules was it could be professional or personal. So you all run with that one.
You're up first, Jensen.
The rose is an easy one. We recently went to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour together. So right now, still riding on that high from seeing Taylor Swift live. So that's our rose.
That's your rose. It was a high point for me, but I don't know if it was the highest point for me. We had a lot of fun with that. Now we share a lot of interests together, Brett, and that's just really rewarding. So I love that we get to go on runs together. I love that we get to snowboard together. Now we get to work together. And so I think sharing that time with your child from middle school, high school, all the way up through adulthood has been a lot of fun. And I love it. I've had the last 11 months as president of NALP, and that's been such an honor to have, but also cool that my daughter could be there for a lot of those moments as I was at NCLC and at Elevate last year and R&R this summer. Just cool that she got to be part of it too and share some of those moments that otherwise I wouldn't have had the expectation that we would participate in those things together. So that's definitely the rose for me. I'll let Jensen go thorn first and I'll think
that's
about it.
Now this is the good stuff.
Are we saying thorn just like in general about thorn about or thorn?
Oh yeah. No, we could go back to like third grade. You could go as anywhere you want with this. What has been one of those sort of peculiar times, right? With dad or Mr. Bogan at CEO, your choice.
Man.
It's good, Mike. You parented well. You really nailed this one as a parent, like to have no
thorn. I'm trying to think about what I'm allowed to say on the podcast right. And yeah, what I can't say.
That's true.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Right. This is just heard by millions and millions of people. I mean, this podcast is just big. So
I think I would just say, I mean, thorn is being so far from each other now, ever since I moved to Austin. I've never lived in a different state than my family. So that's been you know, challenging at times, and at other times it's nice to have the fresh air between us. But I do certainly miss being close to family and being in San Diego.
Very cool.
Gosh, I tell this story all the time, Brett. When we had her older brother, I thought I wanted to have five kids, and then we had a second, and I was pretty sure I wanted to only have one. Because she was such a handful as a youngster, just pushed every boundary, tested everything. Frankly, she was probably a lot more like her dad, and that was interesting to parent. But gosh, it's gone from, you know, all of those completely wearing you out with testing you on every front to being a great team member now, as well as a great family member. So just awesome all the way around that we get to share life together and share work together too.
So he went personally, Jeff, you could go back for another one if you want. No, Well, and let me, I'll share my rose and thorn in a family organization. One, again, when you have a really great relationship with your parent, to be able to, you know, to Jensen, your point, when you miss them because you love them, and when you love them to death, like you want to be around them all the time, and to be with him in conversations that are started off as when you're little kids and talk about sports or cool things. Now you talk about how you grow your own family and the things. So he's taught me a lifetime of just how to be a father and a mentor, and now to be able to do both of those. So lucky us that we get to mix and the best of the roses, that we've blurred our worlds, and it's working. The thorn is certainly those times when you don't know the difference between, you know, is he talking to me at work as his son or as, you know, a person in the organization? And my father's an emotional guy. He and the people, we all love him for it. And when we work together, we find ourselves debating in front of team members, and that often becomes a bad idea. And so, so there's good, the geography's there. And we've learned to just have our conversations where we debate parts of how we lead this organization separately, as we, and both think we have the right idea. How do you sort of navigate those? So, well, again, thank you both. Really good advice, really great stories. And we hope, again, to our listeners, you all have found a way to make it really successful. If you are in a family business and want to share your story, let us know. Reach out to us. We'd love to have more conversations about this, as we think it's a big part of the industry. And we wish you all a really successful week. Thank you both, and take care, everyone.
Thanks, Brett. Awesome to see you.